The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Now, as you've heard earlier this week, Google and Meta, and indeed YouTube, were found liable for designing platforms that are dangerous for kids and for teens. In what was a landmark verdict over in the States in two courts, it may well turn out to be a turning point in the backlash against the platforms. But are we likely to see similar cases in Ireland? The Irish Council for Civil Liberties has said that if the state were not blocking them from taking such cases, they'd already be doing it. I'm joined on the line by Dr. Johnny Ryan, Director of Enforce at the Irish Council of Civil Liberties, to talk about all of this. Johnny, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Were you gratified by those verdicts in New Mexico and in California during the week?
Well, the problem is that I wasn't surprised by the disclosures that those cases produced from inside the companies. And I think it has been rightly said that this is the big tobacco moment for these firms. They were shown to know the harm that they're doing and to do it anyway. They picked profit over children's health. And it was no surprise, I think, that they were going to have their day in court and it was going to be a bad one. The surprise, Pat, is that this is a landmark case in the US because it changes the kind of litigation you can do there. And that's a surprise because we should have been doing them here already. Our law actually allows that if one particular block were removed.
Now, what is that block? Because I saw headlines during the week suggesting that there is an Irish law blocking actions on behalf of children.
Yes. So there's a new class action system in Europe under a directive called the Collective Redress Directive. And that allows for public interest groups like ourselves, ICCL, which is not funded by the state, it's independent, and we are allowed to take litigation on behalf of victims. And that makes an awful lot of sense. But when the Irish state put that European directive into Irish law, it did not also do something that directive required, which was to provide the legal way that we could raise the funds to take those cases. So I'll say that in a simpler sentence.
Please.
The new law says you can take class actions against these companies, but the Irish implementation of that law still prohibits us from raising the very, very large pot of cash for litigation to actually do that.
And how does it do that? I mean, what does it say in the law? I mean, if anyone is taking an action in court for any reason, they might have to beg, borrow, or steal the money from relatives and so on. So what is the prohibition on organizations like yourselves from actually organizing a fundraising campaign, for example?
There is a prohibition against people who are not in the litigation from funding. Now, for these kinds of cases, Pat, the cost could be well over €1 million just in the first instance. We are talking about a David versus Goliath situation.
Sure.
Against the best resource companies we've ever had. And in that situation, we need to be able to go not just to grant makers and philanthropists, but we need to go to commercial litigation funders too. And these are people who, you know, we can bind them so that they're funding a case in the public interest. Their motivation is to make a buck.
Sure. So the idea is you win your case, you get your costs, and they therefore get theirs, whatever they've contributed, plus a margin, I presume, of the award that would be made. I mean, that's how it's done.
Yes,
it's done
exactly
in the United States all the time.
In fact, it's done across Europe. We are a total anomaly. So this law, through the laws of champerty and maintenance, it was done away with in the UK, I think, back in 1967. So in Europe, only Greece has something similar. Ireland is on its own. And that really matters, Pat, because it's only the Irish courts who can make a decision that applies to these companies across Europe. We would be taking cases saying you are misusing data about these children to exploit them and manipulate them and harm them, and you have to stop that. And if an Irish court agreed, that would apply across the Union, Whereas if a German court were to make that decision, it would solely apply in Germany. So when we block it here, we block it everywhere.
And that is because of our role in policing, if you like, the tech industry right across Europe within the EU.
Well, I would say that is a separate but equally bad situation where our regulator, when they fail to act, they paralyze the entire system. And you might have seen earlier this month, the chair of the Data Protection Commission was asked in an Oireachtas committee, have you ever, ever completed an inquiry into Google? And the answer, after lots of hemming and hawing, was no, not ever. So when our Data Protection Commission doesn't act, all of the authorities across Europe are paralyzed. But organizations like us, we are also, to an extent, paralyzed because we can't take all the cases we need to. So we have pioneered this class action. Now, we have a case against Microsoft, but that's just one case. And everyone knows, every parent knows, that an awful lot more needs to be happening.
Now, the argument might be made by the state is that you can have malign actors who are well-resourced backing people who take cases against, if you like, certain aspects of Irish law. You might have evangelicals from the United States taking issue with some of our more liberal provisions in the law and funding cranks to pursue that in the court. And was that the reason why they didn't reform this Champerty law?
The directive, the European law, provides safeguards so that the court can satisfy itself that that is not the case. You have to open your books and convince the court that this case should be taken. One of the things they will, of course, consider is not only the contract between the funder, if it's a commercial funder, and ICCL, but they would also be looking at ICCL's own record. So, you know, that is not a concern.
So if anti-vaxxers decide to have a go at our laws on vaccines, for example, the court, even if we reformed our system, the court could still say, no, we will not accept that case on the basis of its spurious nature or whatever.
In any case, yes, the court can examine not just the nature of the case, but also the funding arrangements. And Pat, the real concern, if there is one, is that the funder might say, I don't care about the outcome for the affected victim. I only want a settlement before there's an outcome so I can make a book. But the court can satisfy itself by reading the agreements, and it can stipulate what should be in them even. It can satisfy itself that that is not the case.
Finally, Johnny, I should ask you about the implications in the United States. Now, obviously, they'll go to higher courts, and God knows how long it'll take to finally resolve all of this. But if Meta were forced to change its model, its algorithms, to avoid this addiction charge, of which they've been found guilty by a jury, might it not just impact everybody? Their model is a global model. So if we get reform in the United States, we'd almost automatically get reform here.
We will take it wherever we can get it. And as it happens, we have litigated in the United States, and we found it can be quite a useful theatre.
Okay, so that's it can be a starting point for reform, which will spread hopefully throughout the industry, because there's no doubt that many parents are deeply concerned, not knowing as they handed over a mobile phone or a device to their children, what it would do to those kids in a relatively short time. Dr. Johnny Ryan, Director of Enforce at the Irish Council of Civil Liberties, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.